Hey everyone, welcome to the Powerful Podcast. My name is JT Fox. I am the world's number one wealth and business coach, serial entrepreneur, and best-selling author of the book Millionaire Underdog. And of course, my co-host here is aka Francie, aka The Pack. She runs all of my companies and pressed the record button on this podcast. Without her, there would be no podcast.
Correct. I'm just here to press the record button.
I'm trying to finish my opening. The premise of this show is we take an issue, we show both sides of every issue, as opposed to most media being one-sided, and then we don't know what to believe, and then we'll give you our opinion, and then you decide. And I think we become much more educated when that happens as well. So, and by the way, you can go to some of our past podcasts. It's even though it's kind of topical, you will learn how to increase your financial acumen, your business acumen. And I think a lot of the times the people, what they have this notion is you believe one thing and anything that's contrary to that opinion, then you don't listen. And that's how there's so much racism and hate and misinformation and fake news out there as well. So, Pack, what are we going to talk about? Or am I going first? Or are you going first? Am I doing the work again? Or are you doing the work?
Yep. You got to do all the work. I'm just here to press the button.
So, tragic thing, obviously, Kobe Bryant passed away. Everyone knows by now, I had just landed from London in Chicago. And literally, I'm in the Uber and it had just happened. And I thought at first it was a joke because you have all these people like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has died 100 times and so is Stallone and Mr. Bean had passed away. And so, and then when you read out about that, it was kind of shocking. I mean, I was a big Kobe Bryant fan as well. And then the bad part is all this misinformation that was happening, like Rick Fox, or like people are just so quick. There was another report on ABC about how his entire family was in there. And when the dust settled, turns out that it was his 13-year-old daughter. And, you know, we talked about this experience. We know the billionaire Chris Klein, who died earlier, 6 months ago in a helicopter crash, who was the billionaire coal miner.
With his daughter as well.
Oh, yeah. And they were leaving the Bahamas and still don't know what happened there. They do think this is a pilot error in the fog and things like that. But obviously, this is a very sad. But let's talk about this issue, and I want to know if it's right. So what has happened is some people, the majority of people, were posting everywhere. And all of a sudden, there was a lady from the Washington Post, as well as an actress and things like that, who said he was a rapist. And people, although, you know, everyone's trying to idolize this as a rapist and put an article in 2016 that was re-mentoring the case in 2003 about, just to put this back in perspective, in Colorado, Kobe Bryant's waiting for knee surgery. Something happened with a woman. Police charges were dropped, never pursued. And she then got, it went civilly, and then she got a very big settlement and it just died. That's 2003. We're in 2020 now. This happens. Is it right to bring that up from your perspective? This reporter then initially got suspended. Of course, all the reporters came in and said, blah, blah, blah. She's a victim survivor herself. And you know, she's getting death threats and everything else like that. And now, 3 days later, she gets reinstated back into her position. So let me ask you, does she have the right to do that? You know, to say that. Is it right?
Well, I don't know if it's right or not right. Part of me thinks somebody, he's dead. Like, it was a tragic accident, but tragic, not tragic, whatever, the man has passed away. And what's really going to happen about it now? Like, you know, what's going to happen now? There's nothing, what is going to come from that? Of saying something about it. However, you do look at Michael Jackson. How long has Michael Jackson been dead now? And there is documentaries coming out about surviving Neverland and people coming forward. The man's dead. He's not here anymore. He can't defend himself. He can't say anything either way. So I think there is, you know, it happened. It was resolved, whether they liked the resolution, he did it, he didn't do it, there was...
Well, what about the reporter bringing it
resolve.
Up?
But I think...
She had been suspended?
But I think the issue is more of, yes, it's tragic, yes, Kobe, great athlete, inspired a lot of people, but I think, I don't know the reporter, I don't know the intentions or the motivation behind it, but it was probably more about why are we talking so much about this person that died? People die every day. People that maybe have done just as great of things, and nobody talks about it. Everyone, all of a sudden, everyone is posting pictures of Kobe, how Kobe was such an inspiration to them, how their lives have changed because of everything that he did. But why weren't they posting that a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, as a shout out to this person that inspired him? Part of me thinks so many people do capitalize on somebody's death or something happening by posting stuff and saying what an amazing person this was. There's people posting, you know, celebrities that would, you know, kind of be in that circle or realm, being posting pictures of him and saying what a great person he was. I wish I would have got to meet him. Right. And so some of it, I think, is you're capitalizing on jumping on the bandwagon, where I think maybe the reporter is saying, you know, everyone's saying all these great things and more so trying to make a point like this person wasn't perfect. Right. Yeah. And he settled the case. So we'll never know if he was guilty or innocent because he settled. And unfortunately, when you do settle something like that, that's part of a consequence of, you know, nobody will ever know and is going to bring it up. But I think the reporter was probably having more of the frustration of, hey, everyone's jumping on this bandwagon and idolizing somebody. And I'm not saying whether he was good or bad.
Well, I called you
and
you weren't, when I called you about that, you didn't seem to be very shocked and in disbelief. You just like, I didn't say you said so, but
I was driving and you said, did you see the article?
Okay, but then I told you what it was.
And I was just
right.
Like,
so you're like, whatever. So I will take the other side about it as well. Obviously, you know, sporting or celebrities, because we have this notion and built up of it as well, it's shocking. I think it happened suddenly, especially the day before. LeBron James had just passed him in the scoring title, so I think that had a lot
Game
to do.
Philly,
so
right?
Correct. So there was a lot of that. You know, he just passed the torch, and Kobe was pretty cool about it. I think there was momentum in his second life with the Academy Awards and everything else like that, but I think it's about his daughter who is going to take over his legacy was in there. And of course, there's other families. And that's the problem. Nobody's
Nobody gives a shit about the other people that died.
But here's my point.
Are they not as important?
But I know. But in this situation is just like anything, right? If someone shot somebody right now that was famous, that would make news. You know what I mean? So that's just the world we live in because that's sell. But my point is this woman, right? Like, just think about it. He just died. You couldn't hold it to yourself. Like, what was this woman posting going to do? Okay. What was it going to do? So she said he died, but remember this, because that is the culture. That type of behavior never would have happened in the last 2 or 3 years. And the society we're in today, where we have the victim mentality and the trait. This man just died, right? And his wife, who, by the way, still is with him at that. So at the end of the day, his wife forgave him. Okay. And this is a man who has 3 daughters and a wife behind. He just died, and the daughter died, and you put that out there. You know, the dust could have settled. Why at that moment? Because this woman was frustrated, and maybe you're frustrated too.
Capitalizing on a different way. Everyone's capitalizing in their own way on this man dying.
I have an autographed jersey by Kobe Bryant, and his jersey was hung in my house. Correct? Right? So you know that as a man, I like him. I like Michael Jordan. I like Tom Brady. I like winners. To me, he was a winner. And what impressed me the most is on his last game, he was hurt. He went out with 60 points. And that was just the point. It was like the last game, they didn't even win that game. But his last game ever, the guy went full throttle. And I always think that was that respect. I think I got more respect for that. I also had a suite at the Staples Center. So I saw him win the championship. So to me, there's that. Obviously, there's a lot of people that die and it's horrible. But that, I think, was so sudden. I think the fact that, you know.
Let me ask you, have you posted on social media about it?
I have. I said, you know, he talked a lot. Him and I had a lot of very similar views. In fact, I'd say we're very similar. I don't like lazy people. I don't like excuses. And, like, he was just like, shut up and do it. Like, and his work ethic, I'm very similar.
Have you ever, right, in your business career, posted about Kobe prior?
Yes.
How many times would you say?
Probably twice.
Right.
But I don't really post too much about sports athletes. If Michael Jordan passed away, I post some. If Tom Brady, I'd post something.
But here's my point. But you talk about Tom Brady all the time. Like, here's my thing. You talk about the Tom versus time. You talk about Tom went vegan, so then you watched the documentary and then you thought about, like, you do talk about Tom Brady all the time. And I could see if something happened to Tom Brady, that is something, that is a parallel I feel like you draw all the time, and you look up to Tom Brady.
Okay, I'll take another point of it. That's a valid point you make. But on the other point of Shaq, who had spoken to Kobe Bryant since 2016, okay? And maybe they had their tests and stuff like that. He regretted not making an effort for it because you never know when it could end. So maybe looking back, maybe I should have talked more about him. I think I do. And at the end of the day, the case got settled, okay? The police dropped this charge under the law. It is innocent until proven guilty, and we've become a society that
settled, you know, the case, so there is no innocent.
But the civil case. So what? You don't know how much it could have been. $100,000.
Right, we don't know.
But here's the thing. But the police case.
That should be a lesson in settling cases.
But that's the problem. When you settle, you're guilty no matter what. It could have been for a dollar.
Right.
Right. I settled a case where I gave them no money and they just walked away. That's why I settled it. But I promised that I'd sue them for everything they have because they should have never sued me in the first place. But oh my God, you settle. Because we're a society that people want you dead. They want you out of business and they want to hurt your legacy. This woman, you know what? If she died, nobody would be talking about her. That's the bottom line. And you know what?
True.
What about thinking about the mothers? Just out of respect. Forget that. Respect about a mother that just lost her husband and her daughter. And to me, that's disgusting. I am disgusted by this woman. She has the freedom of speech, but other people have the freedom of speech to call her out as well. And at the end of the day, what was she going to do? Was she going to drive sales? Was this an article to sell article? It was her opinion because she sat there. People are so tough on their phone. You know what? What if her wife was in front of her? Would she have said that to her face? That's my point. So let's move on from this. I know I'm correct.
I'm not saying you're wrong, the thing that is frustrating me about Kobe is, like we were talking about, you talk about Tom Brady all the time. Maybe Kobe is someone that inspired you and you've posted about him before. I guarantee you, if we went on social media right now, we could probably find 100 people that have posted something about Kobe that don't even know what basketball is.
But
here's my thing. I'm not posting about it because that's not...
I know. Hey, listen,
it bothers me, though, that people are capitalizing, whether it's the negative reporter...
You know why? Because it's getting a lot of likes, too.
People
are getting a lot of likes.
But, like... If something happened to Eli Manning, that would be something I post about because I'm a Giants fan. I like Eli Manning. If you posted about it, that'd be like,
that's funny.
Are you posting about Eli Manning?
To be honest with you, if it was Eli Manning, I probably would not have the same effect. So,
right, because that's...
Of course.
But that's what I'm saying.
But a lot of people would have posted.
There's people that I know that are women that have probably never watched basketball, so here, that probably couldn't tell you anything about
Kobe. But here's
Kobe
another side of the story.
That are posting.
2 years ago, we tried to get Kobe at Mega, and it didn't really work out for the dates. Last year, we considered it. And to be completely honest with you, this year, because the first year I won the Oscar, the Academy Award.
You wouldn't have Kobe because you never want American athletes.
I know.
Especially in American sports.
But hold on, none of our international audience
knows who they are.
But everyone knows who Kobe Bryant is. But here's another thing about Kobe. He was a businessman, and yet he bought 10% of the thing, got sold out. So he was doing a lot of business stuff. He made $147 million selling a drink, body armor. He bought it for $6 million, 10% share, sold to Coca-Cola. So he was becoming that entrepreneur like Ashton Kutcher in a way. And I was paying attention to that. By the way, I knew everything what Kobe was doing. I watched a documentary on Showtime that they had called Muse, I think it was what it was. So, you know, I see the point. And then there are people that we know that something happened to them, did not die, and it didn't affect me. But it also, for me, had the same effect as when the billionaire Chris Klein died.
For you personally, it had more of an effect of, you know, how it happened. Being in a helicopter because...
And I had just been in a helicopter the week before with fog. With fog
issues. That had to land... emergency land because of fog, which, you know, was giving me an anxiety. I was like, I don't want you flying in helicopters anymore. And, you know, I think that also had an impact of the situation. And I do wonder, had it been Kobe Bryant dies in a car accident, would it have had the same, it still is a tragedy, probably. But would it have had the same?
And his daughter die as well too. And here's another thing. If Kobe Bryant, if his daughter doesn't die, it's just Kobe.
And it makes me sad that everyone else in the helicopter is irrelevant.
Yeah, nobody's usually, talking about it. But that's usually happens. I mean, they're trying to, and they're trying to honor him in the basketball games and everything else like that too. So I actually think.
But it's like, what about their family?
No, I understand. And also, here's another question: will their family sue Kobe Bryant? And we saw that apparently rumors with the billionaire that there may be people, the families trying to sue the estate. These people got into a helicopter willingly. This is the society with him. Here's another question. Should these people be able to sue Kobe Bryant because he chartered the helicopter, they came as his guests, or they assumed that liability and now they can't blame Kobe Bryant because of that? Because, by the way, he has a lot of money. Apparently he has a net worth of 500 to 800 million.
Sure. So, unfortunately, I think that's what will happen. But
is it right?
No, it's not. Okay. I don't think it's right because...
Good. So just don't ever sue me.
Well, if I'm dead, who's going to sue you? There is no family.
We need actually, speaking of that, we need insurance on you. Remind me to get some key man
insurance. The key man insurance.
I need some key man. I'm not kidding.
That came from the buying and selling business.
No, but I've had that before. I've had it in my mind. I just didn't want to spend for it. But you're becoming too valuable to this podcast.
There will be no one to press the button.
It'll just be one thing. Here's what Francie would have said. You're right, JT. You're right, JT. You know what I mean? So that's what...
I sound like Minnie Mouse.
Hi, Mickey Mouse. So anyway, it's a weird world, I think. And I had a coaching session. And by the way, we have a thing where I'm the only person ever to have recorded every one of his coaching sessions, over 500 to broke to where I am today. I've got over 30 wealth courses. Every event I've ever done is on there as well. And I did a coaching session with one of my coaches, Mike, who was best friends with Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. And I talked about the Kobe Bryant and I talked about various things. And it's just bringing back to perspective about you never know when it can end. So you keep pushing ahead because you never know when it can end. Like I was talking to him and saying, for example, what if it ends in one of our businesses and Facebook says, we're done. We're not going to do this type of stuff marketing anymore. All of a sudden, we're done. And so at the end of the day, you have to sort of keep pushing forward. And then while building other things. And by the way, if you guys want that, it's normally $5,000 and $20 a month. You can cancel anytime. Go to this code, millionaireflix.com/20. Millionaireflix.com/20. Every day I do an audio of my life and save yourself the $5,000. But listen to that coaching session and listen. I mean, you could listen to me broke 10 years ago to where I am today. And it's so funny because you took a test and you're like 0% empathy. And now I'm more empathetic than that as well. So the world has gone mad. It's gone mad as well. So I don't think we should discuss any other options on this as well and just leave it to another topic.
It's all about Kobe.
It's all about Kobe. But make sure in the marketing of this, you like position it so people like, you know what I mean?
Are we just falling victim to everything we were just talking about? Making the episode all about Kobe.
No, I mean, we could talk about how great I am, but that would be too long of a show.
I
don't know. I think this is a good debate. I think this is the first time where we really had differing opinions, but I got your point, and that's the point. Right. You can disagree with someone with respect. It doesn't make them bad, and I think that's the point now. If someone doesn't agree with us, hate, back talking, making up things.
And that's the thing. I think also we're both coming from, we have different sets of opinions, but we're listening to what the other person is saying.
But we have no choice.
Yes. But the point is, in the world, listening to why someone has a difference of opinion and saying, okay, I respect that you have that opinion or I have this opinion. I'm not going to try to convince you you're right or wrong, and we're not going to hate each other because we see it differently. But also, we have our own facts and information. We're not just saying something because somebody else said it and repeated it. And I think that's becoming more of the thing of somebody hears something or sees something and then just repeats it and thinks that's what it is because everyone else said that. So,
well, you've heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if you'd like every course I've ever, ever done, go to millionaireflix.com/2020 and you just saved yourself $5,000 and for $20 a month, cancel anytime, get all that. So it's kind of like this, but wealth oriented. So go ahead and listen to that as well. In the end, success is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Life is not fair, as demonstrated this Kobe. And from Frampy's perspective, life is not fair because we're talking about Kobe. So there's two different interpretation of that. Go ahead, do your little shindig.
All right, and don't forget to leave us a comment, give us a 5-star rating. Make sure you follow the podcast so every time we put out a new episode, you get the alert. And remember that nothing is more powerful than the truth.